We're doing Rav Chalap, we're in Razili, page Yud-Tet. Yesod HaAvodah B'Chodesh Elul. The foundation of what we're working on in the month of Elul. Lehasig Yedidut Ve'Ahava Lo Yitbarach. To attain a friendship, a companionship, a love for Hashem, blessed be He. Shemitoch HaYedidut HaRaba. If we can grow our fondness of our Creator, so then a person starts being disappointed. A person starts feeling like, oh no, I've done this wrong. The tshuva, says Rav Chalap, should stem from a closeness to Hashem. This is such an important point. How often do people try to do tshuva and then they feel so distant from Hashem? I've done so much wrong. I'm such a bad boy. So why would Hashem love me? No, says Rav Chalap, start the other way around. Start with building your connection. When you build the connection, then the other things fall by the wayside. I got a very difficult phone call from a mother-in-law one day. The mother-in-law sits there and says to me, my son-in-law, and she starts telling me all kinds of things that her son-in-law does wrong. She's right. She's probably right about most of the things she said. And being a decent person, so the mother-in-law, every few lines, would interject and say, I'm not saying he's so terrible, you know, he does A right and B right and C right, and then she'd continue for the next 5 minutes with all the things he does wrong. So then she says, Rabbi, I'm calling you because I want your guidance. You tell me, how am I supposed to deal with this? So I said to her, you know, I think if I listened closely to everything you said, I think you don't have a bad son-in-law. I think he's a good guy. Meaning all the things you interjected and said, and then I started quoting to her the things she said in between the lines. She said, yeah, but my daughter's so tired. What am I supposed to tell my daughter? I said, take all those good points you just told me and keep reminding your daughter of the good points. Let her keep seeing the good in her husband. If you do that, you'll help her build her marriage. I said, I'm not saying your other points are wrong. I'm just saying, it sounds like you have a very good son-in-law. Will he be able to outgrow these other points or not? It's a good question. We hope he will. Maybe he won't. But he's not bad as is. You described a very decent, good son-in-law. I think your daughter has a good husband. And I think the way you could help her is by helping her see all the good that you just told me. Now, what's the logic in that? It wasn't just words, which I think are right. It's also because when you build a relationship, when you show the other person you see what's good in them, when there's real connection between us, so then slowly what happens is I want to do what makes you happy. I try to match myself to you. If every time I meet someone all I get is comments about what I'm doing wrong, so then I have to protect myself. It's hard for me to connect to the person. The same is true with Hashem. If our connection to Hashem is focused on what I'm doing wrong, if my tshuva is about, look at all the things I've done wrong. Oh, Rabban Shalom, I'm so sorry I did A, I'm so sorry I did B. It's not such a good connection if all I'm doing is apologizing. If my tshuva in this month is focused on what I did wrong, it's hard to connect, it's hard to build. I'm going to walk into Rosh Hashanah and I'm going to feel filthy and I probably won't grow anywhere. I probably won't accomplish too much. I might be depressed, but I won't accomplish too much. Says Rav Chalap, the basis of tshuva is to develop the relationship. As the relationship develops, my tefillah, my positive connection to Hashem, when I speak to Hashem, there's reality there. I'm talking. It's not lip service. I'm going to have a real tefillah. I'm going to try to do mitzvot for the right reasons. As I inspire myself, so then I start feeling like I don't want to do the things that are wrong. The tshuva is a natural evolvement of a real connection. Just like this husband, that if he keeps hearing the positive from his mother-in-law and from his wife, so then he will naturally try to align himself with what's right for his wife. He might not know how, but on many levels he'll advance. Well, if a person connects and a person keeps thinking about that connection, so then he starts feeling bad about what was wrong. But it starts with feeling good. It's a product of a positive relationship. V'yismach b'mitzvotav. And then a person's so happy when he gets to do a mitzvah. Oh, I got to do what's right. Ask any husband. How happy are you when you get a chance to do something for your wife? You're happy. You want to do something that'll make her happy. The frustration husbands have is that they try to do what's right, and then they get to hear they did what was wrong. So then it's very hard. I'm going to try hard, and I'm going to get hit over the head, and I'm going to be supposed to accept getting hit over the head and love her more. It doesn't work that way. Comes the Rav Chalap and says, work on the positive. Work on developing the relationship. Then you'll be happy to do mitzvot. Work on being happy to do mitzvot. That's what Chazal alluded to when they said, Elul stands for Ani Ledodi. I am for my beloved, V'dodi li, and he is for me. Shayisodu liot yedid Hashem. The foundation of Elul is I'm developing a relationship with Hashem. It's Ledodi. He is my best friend. How's he your best friend? Develop that. Rav Chalap doesn't say how. I gave you the example of tefillah, that there's a real connection there. It's also to stop and think about it. So that, says Rav Chalap, is the foundation of our work in the month of Elul.